Michael Carr again. Decent looking ball, and Quinn! Oh, and he sprung the trap there. Well, Stock screaming at Davis. And Quinn, Danny Quinn, with a gilt edge opportunity. And, well, look at Carl Margenton. Arms spread there. And surely it can't be long now before some substitutes are sent. Oh, no, there's a mistake. Terrible mistake. Oh, disaster. Oh, it sums it up. Ball given away. And all of a sudden, Stafford Rangers have scored. And this is absolute calamity. We had this a few weeks ago. Calamity at the back when Spencer kicked the ball against Sheehan in the game against Witten. The ball bounced back in. Well, there's one thing that is positive about that. It will really bring a desire from FC United. Terrible mix-up at the back there.
It's hard to believe how Stott, on the edge of his own penalty area, tried to turn and take somebody on instead of clear it.
Stott, of all people, the skipper, Mr. Reliable, getting caught out. And FC United now with it all to do. One goal down here at Stafford Rangers. Greaves there with a quick throw-in. It's intended for Callum Byrne. Byrne has it. Just a right-hand side, edge of the 18-yard back. Has to check back. Back plays to Stott. Stott tries to chip it forward. Now Ken Brown, he'll keep this in. Good inside. Brings it to the 18-yard box. Can he get this across? Goes down. And the referee will award a penalty. Does he?
It was a challenge by Spittle on Brownhill, wasn't it? I think it was from behind.
Well, has he given a...
It looks like a penalty.
It does. Now, it has to be. There was a bit of contact, but it was quite a theatrical...
I think he just caught his heels, really, didn't he?
But he went down in a way that you think might have... might have made the referee think it was a dive. I think what he did was made the most of that bit of contact that happened. There was contact. Probably is a penalty. But perhaps fortuitous. And FC United, have they been thrown a lifeline here? Decent looking move, though, from Brownhill. Had done well on the outside.
Stott a chance to redeem himself.
Now Stott, he really has to put this one away. Here he comes. And he does it. Sends the keeper the wrong way. And this really is a game of football now.
6 minutes of additional time played already. This time Mr. Smith plays the ball in the air. Ball's into the penalty area of FC United. It's cleared though by Davis. Then Stott hits the ball high in the air, halfway line up goes Warwin. He's on this near touch line. Good defensive header though by Davis. It falls to the substitute. The FC United skipper wins the ball, but only momentarily. There's a lovely ball through the middle. Here's a last opportunity. Can they get the goal? They have got it! They've got the winner right at the end of the game. Can you believe it? FC United again going missing down this left hand side. And that will be the end of the game. FC United, it was well taken. I think it was Alex Steadman with the goal, I'm not quite sure. But where the time has come from, who knows? Steadman looks like the man who scored it. It was down the left-hand side. They dilly the dally on this near touchline. And it is Steadman, that man. And there was nothing that Spencer could do. He slipped the ball through. Beyond Spencer, the ball went to the back of the net. And FC United, well, to be honest, I'm not saying that they didn't deserve to lose this game, but their performance has just been matched by that poor bit of defending right at the end.